Lake Effect continues on WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. You might not expect the city of Beloit to have a reputation among members of the international film community, but slowly a group of people has been working towards the goal of, quote, bringing the world to Beloit and Beloit to the world.
That is the aim of the Beloit International Film Festival, which has been bringing international filmmakers from over 27 nations and their work to the greater Beloit community for more than 13 years.
The festival's executive director and Beloit native, Max Makin, recently joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio to talk about why Beloit and why he believes film is one of the best ways to impact and bring communities together.
A few years ago, a marketing tag for the Beloit International Film Festival was, Beloit, why not? Over the last 13 years, the film festival has grown from this boutique small-town film festival into this internationally recognized and renowned program. We have filmmakers from all over the world attend BIFF today. One interesting thing is our heat map on Google Analytics. Outside of some sub-Saharan and African countries in Mongolia and Greenland, the world lights up. So our footprint truly is global. But it's also the magic of BIFF is the Beloit community. We are able to touch the entire spectrum of Beloit society in some ways of involvement, from sponsorship to volunteers to ticket buyers. Everybody in the community participates in some way or fashion. So it's something that brings together everybody and allows them a seat at the table, and film is the catalyst for the conversation.
There's a quote in a documentary we'll be discussing in a little bit from Sherman Park Rising, and it says, stories are important because they teach us something. You know, how important is it, do you think, for the BIFF to have a role in teaching the community something?
Yeah, I think that's part of our obligation to the community. There's a proverb that says, if your outlook is for 1 year, plant rice, for 10 years, plant trees, for a lifetime, teach the children. And I think that's something that I want to take and emphasize because it's the next generation of storytellers that we ought to be cultivating. And that's what's going to give us the content that means something to our audiences down the line. So implementing educational programs today to be able to keep the conversation moving in the future is vital to our organization.
Right. So let's get into your personal experience with BIFF and what direction you want to take it. You're a Beloit resident yourself.
Correct.
So you have a unique standpoint of knowing what the community has been, and I imagine a vision of where you want to take it in this role.
Yeah. I'm a native of Beloit, and I grew up in Beloit, so I've seen it through thick and thin. We're currently experiencing a wonderful renaissance in economic development, and it's truly one of the best times in Beloit's history to be there. And BIFF is just part of that story. It's part of this renaissance. And even though that probably wasn't part of the formula of the city planners 13, 15, 20 years ago, it's almost impossible to talk about Beloit without talking about the film festival. So emphasizing education, I think, is critical. And we're expanding our outreach programs there. And that's part of, again, how I see us staying relevant in the future. But also just maintaining the course with where we are with our current content and our current way of looking at the film community. We emphasize our hospitality for filmmakers. And that, I think, has helped spread the word of BIFF throughout the world. We invite them. We treat them to the local brews and the local foods, and they seem to just love it. It is Midwest hospitality at its best, and that's just, again, that's the community really coming out and being a part of it and having them put their own personal touch to the festival.
Now, with you and your personal touch, you're only the second executive director in its history. So with the challenges you're facing and now that you are at the helm, so to speak, what new path do you want to forge? You know, are there challenges in what you see and where you want to take it? Or is this a relatively welcoming and open community to a new direction that you want to be able to take it? Because that's a pretty long tenure to be the only second executive director in.
Sure. I think with any arts organization, especially in a small city, to just maintain the momentum moving forward and to grow with the limited resources we have available, it is a challenge. And so I think it's part of my obligation and my position to explain further the economic impact, the community impact, the relevancy of the film festival to the community, and how we can continue to maintain that image, not only for Beloit, but also, you know, for ourselves, because this is something that people in the community look forward to each year. This is in the middle of winter and when most people are holed up at home, but this gives people an opportunity to get out and enjoy Beloit and get out and enjoy the downtown businesses and be a part of the community and social fabric.
Film festivals often bring and highlight local work that's being done, either with location shots, producers, actors, things of the sort. One in particular that you have screening at the festival is Sherman Park Rising. And most people outside of Wisconsin would be familiar with Sherman Park in the uproar it caused in the news that seemed like, you know, the whole city was burning. That's what I heard from people out of state. Mm-hmm. But this puts a great perspective on Sherman Park and the people there. What is this film about here?
Well, it's about a mural that is painted on the corner of 47th and Center, and how the mural and the process of creating that mural brings the community together. And it's an amazing story that nearly every line in that dialogue is a gem in itself. It's just very introspective, and each line of dialogue is just part of the process of exploring the meaning behind the mural, what it means to cooperate as a community, and just to come together in this unique fashion that breathes life into this otherwise, well, like you mentioned, an area that has a different reputation.
Another film, you also, with film festivals, it's a range of shorts, documentary, full features. Tater Tot and Patton, that also, I think, is one that people in the Midwest can connect to, even if it takes place in South Dakota.
Yeah, you will connect very easily with the characters, being a Midwest audience. It's shot in South Dakota, and it's just a very witty and creative play amongst two characters that are at odds with each other. One is a young woman, the niece of the male lead actor, who has to come live on her uncle's farm in the middle of nowhere, South Dakota, from L.A., and how she reconciles the differences in lifestyle. Where's the Wi-Fi? What do you mean? What do you mean there's no signal here? And the uncle is an alcoholic and has obviously been set in his ways of life over the course of many years, and is hardened and calloused by a few things that have happened in his life.
She said great.
Yeah, she got the cancer. Come on.
Well, where is she?
She's in Rochester.
You mean she's not here?
No, she's not here.
Well, is she coming back?
Yeah, she's coming back.
Why are you here?
The place don't run itself. Come on.
So it's just you and me?
Until she gets back from the hospital.
It's the story about how his niece comes in, and at first it's very abrasive and hard to reconcile the difference, but she eventually softens him, and she eventually also comes around seemingly enjoy the slower pace of life.
On the note of slower pace of life, what film festivals can do is expose audiences to many things they wouldn't normally sit down to, whether it be at home on a streaming service or especially in the theater when the key to a box office success is elements of grandeur, special effects, you know, the bigger the better. With a film like Tater Tot and Patton that's slow moving, has a great appreciation for the setting, for where people are. It doesn't have things to distract you. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think is the importance of exposing people to films like this?
Well, I think it showcases the importance of good writing, good script writing in film. Because when we overtly rely on the visuals, then sometimes the writing takes a hit. And so this specific film, Tater Tot and Patton, is just brilliantly written. It's witty, it's creative, and that's something that is just, to me, refreshing to see outside of the normal mainstream content that we see on the big screen.
What kind of films grab your attention, and what are you looking for to showcase, you know, in next year's festival?
Well, Beloit is diverse. It's unique. We have many different walks of life, so we try to curate content that is a little bit for everyone. And being an international film festival and having that international footprint, we do get a very eclectic collection of films submitted, which allows us to be very flexible in what we're able to program. I wouldn't say there's an overarching theme to the festival, but there are certainly lots of pieces that are of interest to many different audiences across the spectrum. So it's just a part of, I think, the conversation that we try to push. It's across the board. It's not just focusing on one single issue. But I would say, too, that we do try to focus on what will speak to the local audiences. We have what's called the Wisconsin-Illinois Showdown, where we pit Wisconsin films versus Illinois films. And it's really cool to see the quality of the content that comes out of our own backyard. But those are normally the stories that also sell the best, too, at the box office, just because they are films or subjects of local interest.
Well, with this international draw for filmmakers and over 27 nations represented, I'm sure any given audience member will find something of interest for them.
Absolutely.
Oh, and Max Macon, I'd like to thank you for coming in today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Max Macon is executive director of the Beloit International Film Festival, which runs through this Sunday. He spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. You can find out more about the festival and their films at wuwm.com.